single sign-on or access control policies. These are basically streamlined by allowing an access to use multiple system and application within single set of credentials. This helps the users to reduce the password fatigue and centralize the authentication control, bolstering the security. It also governs the data resources access, defining the user permissions and ensuring the compliance with the regulation. It may regularly access the reviews, audit, maintain the integrity of access control, identifying the security risk and unauthorized access attempt. Securing the remote access is crucial for protecting sensitive data and ensuring the operation continuity. Implementing solutions like VPNs and multi-factor authentication encrypts the data transmission and strengthens the security. User training and awareness program educate the employee on cybersecurity practices as well as phishing risk, proper authentication usage. Promoting a culture of security consciousness empowers employees to participate in mitigating risk and protecting the sensitive information. Importance of securing the EHR and financial documents. Currently, in today's digitalized world of healthcare, all the financial transactions are underscores the importance of securing sensitive information. Safeguarding of electronic health records and financial data ensures patients' privacy, data integrity, and trust in the healthcare system. Unauthorized access or data breaches and cyber attacks pose a significant risk to healthcare organizations and patients' lives. EHR, which contains the patient's sensitive information, necessitating the robust security measures, access control, encryptions, and network security are fundamental in safeguarding this information. Breaches can lead to privacy violations, identification theft, and compromise the patient's care. Regular audits and monitoring has to be ensured to ongoing integrity and security of this EHR. Employee training on how the data has been handled or the how the security measures are being strengthened, overall EHR protections are to be ensured. Implementing the access controls. Role-based access controls are to be implemented to sensitivize the information based on user roles and responsibility. There has to be a granular access to all the controls to ensure that employee only access the necessary information for their job functions. This information, which is pivotal in preventing an unauthorized access or preserving the data, is confidential. Updation of this access control help in adapting or changing the organization needs and user rules in a better way. Implementing two-factor authentication adds an extra layer of security to access this control. Encryption of the data. Encryption basically converts the sensitive data into unreadable format, protecting it from unauthorized access. This data encryption should be applied at both rest and in transit to ensure the data integrity and confidentiality is maintained. Strong encryption protocols and key management practices are essential in effective data protections. Regular encryption key rotation enhances the security of encrypted device. Implementing data loss prevention solutions to add the additional layer of protection against the data breach. There is a vast requirement of network infrastructure security. What exactly it would mean? The robust network system security measures, including firewalls, intrusion detection system, protection EHR, financial data from external threats, network segmentation with isolation of the sensitive data, and limited access to authorization of the users and devices. Securing the network infrastructure is crucial for preventing unauthorized access and ensuring the data confidentiality. Implementing a regular network vulnerability scans helps identifying and addressing the potential security risk. It also helps in utilizing the secure VPN connections, which enhances the security of a remote access to the network. Healthcare ensuring the regulatory compliances for this particular purposes. healthcare organizations must not comply with any of the regulations which are being provided by any of the governing bodies like IRDA, HIPAA, HITECH, PCI, DSS, or CDSCO, ICMR, these guidelines. The compliance with the regulatory standards, which help in mitigating the legal risk and maintaining the trust with the stakeholders, are not to be compromised. Ensuring a regulatory compliance is essential for upholding patients' trust and safeguarding sensitive information in healthcare operation. Conducting a regular compliance audit and ensuring how it adheres to regulatory requirements and industry standards is important. Implementing a data retention policies which helps to manage the compliances with regulatory requirement and how the data is being stored or disposed is to be implemented. Understanding the incident response. Incident response is involving addressing the mitigating the impact of security incidents or system disruptions. It requires a coordinated effort to identify, contain, eradicate, and recover from the security breaches or unexpected events. Incident response aims to maintain the integrity and availability of the data and system. Timely response is critical to minimize the impact of security incidents on business operations and data security. Incident response procedures could be well documented, regularly reviewed, and tested to ensure effectiveness. Establishing an incident response plan. An incident response plan outlines the roles, responsibility, and procedures for responding to a security incident. It defines the escalation path. There has to be a sustainable matrix to communicate protocols, incident classification criteria, which has to be comprehensively planned and ensure swift and coordinated response between security incidents. Regular training and drills has to be familiarized with the persons with the incident response procedures. Incident response plan should be adapted to address evolving threats and vulnerabilities. Implementing incident detection mechanism. There has to be an early detection mechanism for security incidents, which are crucial in minimizing the impact and the scope of breaches. Robust detections of intrusion detections, security information, event management, and anomaly detection algorithms has to be maintained. This mechanism helps in identifying the suspicious activities, unauthorized access, attempts, or unusual behavior patterns. Continuous monitoring and analyzing of the network traffic and system logs enhance the incident detection capabilities. Implementing threat intelligence feeds and security analytic tools to provide an insight into emerging threats and attack. There has to be rapid incident response and a containment. A swift action has to be taken upon detecting a security incident to contain the threat and prevent further damage of the system. Incident response team should isolate the affected system, disable or compromise the accounts, and implement the access controls. The rapid incident reports should minimize the potential impact on data, confidentiality, and availability of the data. Proactive measures such as network segmentations, endpoint isolations, which help in incident effectively. Collaboration and communication among incident response team are critical while coordinating with this response. Conducting a forensic analysis and investigation. After containing the incident, the organization should conduct a forensic analysis to determine the root cause or extent of breach. Forensic analysis involves collecting and analyzing the digital evidence, reconstructing the timeline of the event, and identifying the indicators of compromising the events. Though investigation helps in remediation efforts and prevent future incidences, collaboration with the law enforcement agencies and forensic experts may be necessary for this complex investigation. It is also essential for improving the incident response procedures to have a documentation of the findings and the lessons learned. Implementing a disaster recovery measure. disaster recovery, which would include into restoring the critical systems and data following a disruptive event or a disaster. It would also have procedures which would be well defined for data backup, system recovery and business continuity. It would also go ahead with regular backups, offsite storage and cloud-based solutions, which enhances the data resiliency and availability. Testing and validating of the disaster recovery plans ensures readiness to respond to real-world scenarios. Automated failure mechanisms or reluctant infrastructure mechanism downtime and data loss during the disaster. There has to be continued improved and lesson learning with incident response requiring to culture of the continuous improvement of how and why the incident took place. Post-incident review retrospective of how the tabletop exercise to identify the areas of improvement has to take place. It helps to redefine the incident response processes as well as procedures in a defined number of times. There has to be proper well-equipped training and respond effectiveness security incidents training which has to ensure for a persons with collaboration of the industry peers and by sharing the best practice contributed to counter this incidences of incidents response readiness. Collaborations and communications. There has to be effective collaborations and communications vital for successful incident response. Clear line of communication should be maintained. Designated incident response team or escalation pathways or a matrix pathways has to be formulated to understand the response threat. Coordination across the department, vendors, stakeholders is essential to know the response efforts. There has to be timely and transparent communication to minimize the critical information sharing or which would facilitate the sharing of critical information during the crisis situation. Regular communication channels and protocols should be established and tested to the effectiveness during the emergencies. There are some compliances and regulatory consideration. Compliances with regulatory requirements which industry standards or integral part of the incident response or disaster planning requires. There are some requirements related to insurance background. There are some requirements related to the care background. There are some industry requirements to the governing background which has to be taken into consideration. Compliances to have mitigate legal and financial risk should be demonstrated with protecting sensitive information. There has to be regular audits and assessments to ensure that all the compliances are readily responded. The teams is essentially for interpreting and implementing the regular requirements effectively. Building a resilience and adaptability. Building resilience and adaptability into incident response is disaster recovery strategy crucial for navigating the evolving threat landscape. Enhancing the agile methodologies which enables the organization to respond swiftly, effectively to emerging threats. Proactive risk management practices which helps in continuously monitoring and participate in detecting the potential vulnerability. Leveraging the intelligence to organization's ability to identify and respond to emerging threats. Regularly testing validating the effectiveness of response strategies and identifying the areas for the improvement. Importance of staff training. Staff is crucial for building a strong cybersecurity network. So, educating the staff member is common security risk, best practice or probably compliance required to reduce the likelihood of security breaches, data loss or unauthorized access. The training basically emphasizes on the role of every employee in protecting the sensitive information and digital system. The staff training should be familiarized with employees with common cyber threats of what exactly are the common threats available in the market right now. Understanding how cyber criminals exploit the vulnerability, which avoid failing to victims of scams, report potential security threats and incidents promptly, which would exploit the vulnerability and manipulate the human behaviors of the employee. By providing these insights into evolving cyber threats, vigilant or proactive safeguarding of the organization has been maintained. Best practice and role-based training. Training programs should not equip employees with all the practical knowledge, but also with the best practice which would enhance the cybersecurity. The guidance on how exactly to avoid the risky online behaviors or recognizing the phishing mails empowers the employees to mitigate the risk effectively. The training program has to be tailored in such a way that job roles and responsibilities ensures there is a proper actionable guidelines for fulfilling their duties securely. This helps in necessitating the ongoing education training with keep the pace of emerging risk and vulnerability. Organizations should also offer a regular training and workshops to the latest cybersecurity trends, tactics, and best practices. It should be vigilant, adaptive to changes, threat, and maintain a proactive approach to the cybersecurity nature across the world. Measuring of the training effectiveness. All the training which has been provided to the staff has to be measured on basis of the knowledge retention, behavioral changes, and overall cybersecurity readiness. The metrics of the training would be basically on the incident response time provided, as well as the impact of the training effect. The regular feedbacks and survey and the assessment would help us to identify the areas of improvement. Also, help us to identify the future training initiatives, enable the organization to build a proper security posture and mitigate the risk posed by the evolving cyber threat. A regulatory framework has to be practiced or has to be implemented out there. The compliance with this all regulations is mandatory for healthcare organization to mitigate the risk of data breaches. All the electronic administrative work or physical and technical are safeguarded through proper protection softwares or security measures, cyber security measures. Introduction of the breach notifications and which helps into strengthening the enforcement mechanism of the healthcare. There has to be proper stringent requirement of organization handling all the patient's data. Cybersecurity frameworks and the standards. Basically, all the standards are regulated by some guidelines. There are some ISO, there are some healthcare accredited standards which are to be entrusted on the cybersecurity efforts. JCI and NABH are one of them. This frameworks provides flexibility approach for risk management, incident response, and security governance. This helps the organization with security practice and industry standards. The framework facilitates the establishment of best practice of cybersecurity, and they contribute in resilienting the cybersecurity posture in the healthcare organization. There are some legal considerations and liabilities. Basically, healthcare organizations face potential liabilities in event of data breach. All proactive assessments of cybersecurity postures and implementation of robust security controls should be have an establishment of incident response protocols, which would help in mitigating the legal risk. The compliance should be regulatory requirement with the industry standards to reduce the likelihood of legal liabilities. It should have a governance on risk management to mitigate the legal risk and protect the patient's data. Third party risk management. Healthcare organization must address the third party risk management to ensure the vendors, suppliers, business association comply with security and privacy requirements. All due diligence assessments and implementing the vendor risk management program should help into mitigate the third party risk. Vendor risk is essential to safeguarding the patient data. Healthcare organization must hold third party entities accountable for maintaining the security and privacy of the standards. All this risk management contributes to comprehensive cybersecurity strategies in healthcare. Training and education. These are the programs which are essential for promoting the awareness of regulatory requirement in best healthcare practices. Regular training, awareness, security awareness materials are to foster a culture of compliances and accountability. Employees should empower and recognize to how the security threats effectively are through training and education, the incident response procedures and emerging threats, as well as how the continuous education ensures the healthcare person to stay informed about the evolving cybersecurity policies and mitigation strategies. There should be also ensuring of adherence to regulatory requirements in healthcare cybersecurity with regular audits, risk assessments, compliances, which would review and help identify the potential gap or vulnerability of the cybersecurity. It access to the compliance posture, address security, or how the regulatory authorities are processing in future. Auditing procedures should contribute to maintaining the patient confidentiality as well as trust to safeguard the sensitive information. The compliance should also monitor and mitigate the risk of regulatory non-compliance in healthcare operations. Thank you.